Rep. Donalds, Left, Media Intolerant of Black Republicans. By Pam Key on June 11, 2021. Representative Byron Donalds, RFL, said Friday on Fox News Channel's America Reports that liberals and media are intolerant of black Republicans. When asked about the Congressional Black Caucus rebuffing his efforts to join the group, Donalds said, "My attitude is simple. Like, are people are allowed to have their own thoughts in 2021 America? The left always talks about, and the media always likes to talk about how America is intolerant. But it seems the only person, only group that's intolerant, is them. Let people have their own thoughts, their own ideals. Whether you're white, you're black, Hispanic, whether you're male or female, that's up to you. People should be free to actually communicate their thoughts and ideas and stand by them. They shouldn't be really ridiculed or excluded because of them." Roberts said, "To get the idea which appears to be tightly held by liberals is that African Americans should naturally gravitate toward the Democratic Party. How is that thought in or out of step with the reality in America?" Donald said, "It's in step from a political culture standpoint because media and the left like to create political culture. But in reality, it doesn't make any sense. Why would I support a party that doesn't allow kids that look like me to have a choice in education? Why would I support a party that wants to blow out the spending which is causing inflation right now in the United States?" He continued, "These are the things that are a reality in America. Whether you're black or brown or whatever, it doesn't matter. You should support who you want to support. But the Democrats don't like it, and they don't want that to be the reality in America. But it's slowly becoming the reality every single day." Donald said, "Let's be clear. The reason why Tim Scott or myself or Burgess Owens or Mia Love or Alan West before us, the reason why they have these problems with the left is because we don't fit their narrative." Follow Pam Key on Twitter at PamKeenan.